I'm Jo Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Michelle Cobb is with me. She's the publisher of Audiophile. And hey, you've been knocking them out of the park this week.
Well, so have the authors and narrators. I just listen. So. Today, we're talking about Blackbirds in the Sky, the story and legacy of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre by Brandi Colbert, read by Crystal Dawn Tift and Brandi herself.
Now, Brandi is a YA author, typically.
Yes. And this yes. is a YA title.
Okay, great. So it's a history, which is wonderful. Okay. So obviously we're talking about Tulsa, and how does the story unfold?
So this is really a complete history. It's very comprehensive. It actually takes us back to the founding of Oklahoma as a state, and it provides a lot of context and background to understand how the incident itself was not a single act, but it was this culmination of a history of discrimination. And the act itself was this mob overrunning and destroying the Greenwood District in Tulsa, and even, you know, internment of African-American population of the city afterwards. So it was, we talk about it as a single incident. It clearly was not. And it extended beyond, you know, one evening of destruction.
Mm-hmm. And when you do a history for younger listeners, there's a kind of sensibility that you have to bring to it, and it, which is different from a history that we would read. So I'd like you to just talk about that distinction.
Sure. So we are getting the perspectives of people that were there, and it was connecting the events of the century in a way that kind of led you to understand more. I think it opened your eyes. Additionally, we got the author's perspective through a personal introduction, and she was talking about her connection to the material. And I think that's really important when it comes to YA. How do you connect all the pieces, and how do you emotionally connect to the material?
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, she was engaging, and I appreciated hearing about the perspective in her voice. And she had just really great writing. Yeah. So she was telling a story. And in a history, we might think of something as just being a series of facts. Hard to separate yourself from the emotions and the facts in this particular story. It is a story. It has to be told to us and help us make connections. And it does in many different ways.
And Crystal Dawn Tift, I really know, all I know about her work is a bio that she narrated of Fannie Lou Hamer.
Yes. So she's fairly new to audiobooks. She has 9 titles that I could find. She has a really good voice, and she reads very well. It's a strong reading, I would say, rather than an emotional telling of the story. And that may have been helpful with this topic, so we don't become overwhelmed. There were times I definitely was sort of missing the author's voice and her connection to the material. But I think it's a delicate balance. And, you know, certainly our reviewer was head over heels for it, won in earphones. And I think she did a great job.
Okay, well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you have to set this up?
Well, let's learn a little bit about the Greenwood District itself.
Okay. This is Blackbirds in the Sky, the story and legacy of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre by Brandi Colbert, and it's read by Crystal Dawn Tift and Brandi Colbert.
Ford moved to the Greenwood District, a thriving Black community in Tulsa across the train tracks from where most of the white homes and businesses were located. At the time, Oklahoma was still heavily enforcing Jim Crow laws, mandates that segregated Black Americans from white Americans. This included housing, and because Black people were often banned from moving into white neighborhoods, they created their own district. Greenwood was founded in 1906 when a Black businessman named O.W. Gurley purchased 40 acres of land to establish an all-Black residential and business district. The landmark 1896 U.S. Supreme Court case, Plessy v. Ferguson, which established the legality of Jim Crow legislation, stated spaces and accommodations segregated by race were legal, as long as they were comparable. This is where the standard of separate but equal was born.
So we're listening to Crystal Dawn Tift here.
Yes.
Okay. It's a very deliberate telling, I
that's
think.
That's exactly right. Deliberate is a good word. Straightforward is a word I'd seen it referred to. And that is a clear juxtaposition to the author at the top, you know, talking about her connection, and then to the material itself. So I really think it's finding that balance. There were definitely moments where I was like, ooh, I could have used a little bit more of the emotional storytelling, but also it might have been too much. So
exactly. I like the richness of her voice. It's a very rich voice. There's a lot to it. So that's good. I look forward to hearing more from her.
Yes. Well, it looks like she will hopefully be recording more.
Okay, that is Blackbirds in the Sky, the story and legacy of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre by Brandi Colbert, read by Crystal Dawn Tift and Brandi Colbert. All right, I shall talk to you tomorrow, Michelle.
I look forward to that.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind. Try a radically different audiobook. Dramatized adaptations produced with a full cast, cinematic music, and sound effects. Action-packed productions like you never heard before. Savings of up to 60% off this month. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.